This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This mini episode is brought to you by Better Than Before, the book that I wrote about how to make or break your habits. It turns out it's not that hard to make or break a habit if you know what to do. To learn more about the book, go to GretchenRubin.com. I wrote about this story in The Happiness Project, and it's a story that's about children, but like many things related to children, I think it's just as apt when I think about adults. And this was a story that the head of my daughter's nursery school told. Now, the head of my daughter's nursery school was extremely wise, and she had been around children for a long time. And she told a lot of great stories that helped me become a better parent. And she told the story about a four-year-old that she knew who had a blue toy car that he loved. You know how little kids get. And he took it with him everywhere, and he played with it constantly. Then his grandmother came to visit, and she saw this, and so she went out and she bought him 10 toy cars, and he stopped playing with cars altogether. "Why don't you play with your cars anymore?" she asked him. "You loved your little blue car so much." And the boy said, "I can't love lots of cars." It's easy to make the mistake of thinking that if there's something that we love, we'll be happier with more. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.